Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on hope, Babu Raja'i. As we're explaining that al-Imanu min al-Khawfi wal-Raja'i, Iman is between hope and fear. So at which time a person should have fear, at which time he should have hope. This is why it's important to stay in the company of those people that have ta'alluq, have understanding, have spent time with their seniors. So then we'll get a little bit of this understanding. Otherwise a person in his application brings too much of hope, so to speak, and he ignores all the type of punishments that come in the hadith, all the type of warnings that come. Then a person may be slip into ghaflat, slip into some type of oblivion. There isn't anything to worry about. Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoor Rahim. So we got nothing to fear. In fact, the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam describing who's an intelligent person and in describing who's a foolish person. Normally when we describe an intelligent person, we think of a person that got 8 A's, and a person that can memorize very well, and a person that got the ability to grasp concepts very well. In our mind, this is what we know an intelligent person to be. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so beautifully he describes who an intelligent person is. He describes, he says, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. An intelligent person is that one who suppresses his desires. His desires want to go towards wrong. His desires want to go towards evil, especially in this time that we're going through. But this person, what he does, he suppresses it. وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. You see him preparing for akhirat. All the time he's preparing for akhirat. Now this is what you call an intelligent person. All the time his mind, his focus, he's preparing for akhirat. Not that he got the ability to grasp and to write well and to score well in the exams, but how well this person can score as far as his akhirat is concerned. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains that who is a foolish person? Wal ajizu man atba'a nafsahu hawaha wa tamanna 'ala Allah. Foolish person, that person that whatever his desires feel like doing, anything that is impermissible he desires, he just does it. He doesn't think, he doesn't give it a second thought. And when the thought does cross his mind, what this foolish person does? He says wa tamanna 'ala Allah. Allah Ta'ala is Ghafurur Rahim. Allah will forgive my sins. In other words, he brings hope in the wrong place. So bringing hope in the right place also is a sign of intelligence. And bringing hope in the wrong place also is a sign of foolishness. Tamanna ala Allah, this person got hope, but he brought it in the wrong place when he's doing all the gunas, and now he's saying that Allah Ta'ala is Ghafurur Rahim. So this balance of bringing between fear and hope, so therefore a person when he's tempted to do anything wrong, anything haram, and the temptation is there, now he brings khawf in, he brings the fear of Allah Ta'ala. These are the punishments, so many punishments, Jahannam is so severe. So severe it is, that one hadith we did, that the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and Sahaba, they heard the sound, and the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam explained to them that a stone was thrown into Jahannam that time, and now we just landed now, so it shows even the depth of Jahannam, how deep it is. So when a person thinks of these things, then automatically he'll keep him away from doing the wrong thing. And as a person is progressing in life, as he's getting older, now he keeps the mercy, the clemency, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front. Why? He starts looking forward to that meeting. The day is going to come sooner and sooner that I'm going to meet my Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is so kind, so merciful, so forgiving, so embracing, so loving. So now he is getting more and more excited to meet Allah Ta'ala. So now he keeps hope in front of him so that he doesn't lose love and he doesn't lose the desire to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't go into a depression. So therefore you understand how beautiful our deen is. There's a time for hope and there's also a time for fear. So both these things in balance allow a person to keep himself in check.